live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a campaign calling for the reopening of Letterkenny University Hospital's short-stay ward has been launched today, which would see bed capacity at the hospital increased by 19. The government chief whip has denied that there will be a general election anytime soon. There are fears HSE staff in the northwest are being neglected, resulting in an alarming increase in referrals for psychiatric stress. And a Derry City and Saran District Councillor believes the City of Derry Airport should close as it's not up to the ratepayer to fund it. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the government chief whip has denied that there will be a general election anytime soon. It's after comments made last week by the Fianna Fáil leader that it's time for the Taoiseach to show his hand and accused him of engaging in megaphone diplomacy. Micheál Martin also claimed he hasn't met Leo Varadkar on a one-to-one basis in a year as a row over the renewal of the confidence and supply agreement drags on. However, Donegal Minister Joe McHugh envisages that both leaders will sit down and talk about the third budget shortly, and renegotiations after that would not be ideal.
I don't see an election in the short term or even medium term. I think whether you're speaking to politicians in Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, nobody I meet wants an election. But more importantly, when you meet the public do not want an election. They don't see the point of it. They said it loud and clear before Christmas of last year that they didn't want an election. There's always posturing in politics, but you know, I think that's the thing that drives people nuts, is when the politicians are talking about things that actually won't happen. What is going to happen here is there will be a third budget. Now, Micheál Martin's talking about doing the renegotiating after the budget, but after the budget means the last week in December, and you would not renegotiate a deal, you know, over Christmas. And I can see Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin sitting down over Christmas dinner renegotiating a new extension to the contract. I mean, does a face-to-face means a formal meeting around a table, or a face-to-face, as far as I'm concerned, politics is when you meet somebody and you talk to them. And Micheál, you know, might be a wee bit disingenuous with the truth there, saying that they haven't spoken, whether you're speaking over the phone or meeting each other ad hoc and formally, you're still talking about the important things. But to be honest, I was like you, I was taken aback when he said that.
A campaign calling for the reopening of Letterkenny University Hospital's short-stay ward has been launched today, which would see bed capacity at the hospital increased by 19. As part of the initiative rolled out by the Donegal branch of Sinn Féin, a petition has been launched, as well as a dedicated cross-platform media campaign calling on the government to reopen the facility in a bid to alleviate the ongoing trolley crisis. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says there is palpable anger about the issue in the county.
We have waited patiently for over a year. We've tried every possible reasonable effort to get 1.8 million. You know, it stares you in the face to reopen the short stay ward, take the pressure off the trolley crisis. And unfortunately, our people haven't been heard. So we have a responsibility as a political party to organise and give people the opportunity to get behind it. We hope that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who, you know, are sharing power, will do what's right and get the money. You're backing a campaign, you know, on behalf of the people of this county to get our 19-bed short-stay ward opened. People ask me, you know, what are you doing? You know, what have you done with your time in politics? Myself and Piers Doherty have to answer, and every Sinn Féin member has to answer. So we've decided collectively, we're setting up this campaign, we're giving people a vehicle in which to, you know, to demonstrate the scale of anger in this county about what's happening, and hopefully it'll be successful. And you know, Sinn Féin recently supported the Still Waiting campaign. It's a cross-party campaign in Letterkenny. We have proven again and again that we will work, be it for Donegal Action for Cancer Care, we'll put on the county jersey. But on this initiative, we've decided to take leadership on it.
And Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the initiative needs massive public momentum and is calling on the people to support it.
Not only is there a petition, but we're also bringing forward information videos so that we're trying to get, so that we can show people how to join the dots in terms of the crisis in A&E. The fact that the ward is lying empty, there will be posters, there will be physical petitions out on the streets as well. And the key message here is, and as I said at the very start, this is an appeal to the public. We want the public to take complete ownership of this here. Run your own, do your own petitions, do your whatever. Mm-hmm. This has to be done on behalf of the people of Donegal. Every decision, though, is political. Unfortunately, it is. Like, I'm finance spokesperson. I know 1.8 million is needed to open this. It can't be given out of thin air. It won't be magic beans. We have Fine Gael telling us we don't need extra money spent in this year's budget, that there's 900 million that they don't need to spend. We have Fianna Fáil telling us the same thing. Unfortunately, this is a political decision. It's very easy to sign the petition, but I'm asking people, particularly those in influence who support this government or who are in this government, to actually ensure that we have this money here. And I think that what we need to do that, to push those politicians, is we need massive public momentum. So take ownership of this, sign the petition, do your own thing. You can write letters, you can send an email to your public representatives, you can write a piece into the paper, you can phone your own show. Just get active, because there's a lot of people out there who are not in a position to get active, people who are on trolleys, people who've just come back out of hospital, and we need to act on their behalf.
Meanwhile, there was a drop in the number of people waiting on a bed at hospitals across the country last month compared to 2017. At Letterkenny University Hospital, there were 291 patients awaiting admission to the hospital in June, down 26% from the previous year, but up almost 2,000% compared to figures from the same month 10 years ago. Nationally, there was a 4% decrease in the number of people on trolleys. Last month, 6,861 people were on trolleys at hospitals across the country, down from 7,124 the previous year. A Derry City and Strabane District Councillor says the City of Derry Airport should close, as it's not up to the ratepayer to fund it. Councillor Patsy Kelly says funding should be coming from councils across the whole North West and not just Derry and Strabane, after a £2.5 million funding commitment made by the Northern Ireland Executive in 2016 failed to come to fruition due to the ongoing impasse at Stormont. Councillor Kelly says the people of Derry and Strabane cannot afford to sustain the airport in the interim, and believes councils in Donegal and Coleraine should also be providing support.
There's not too much money coming from other councils to support that airport. You know, it's an airport that supports the region of the North West, i.e. Donegal, the North Coast, Limavady and surrounding areas as well. You know, and it shouldn't be just the red pair of Strabane and Derry District Council that supports that airport. If other the users, and a study has revealed that the users come from all around the Northwest, so what you're asking is the survival is, and I've said this in council as well, that other councils and even Donegal should be helping support that, or the Irish government. Why should the red pair put out this £2.5 million a year, you know, into that, when that 2.5 million can get into communities? Because we have a community grants cut within our, we have festival grants cut within our council area. So if we hadn't got that 2.5 million to give into the airport, that would go a long way to development and also building new services within the council area. And the people of the eight pairs of Derry and Strabane cannot sustain that airport. If it's not, the routes are not being developed, if the numbers are going down, if anybody had a good business head on them, if your business wasn't doing business, you'd have to start looking at it and saying, is it viable? If it's not viable, save the red pair of money and move on. Close it down, move on.
Irish Water says that without the planned water supply project that will take water from the lower River Shannon, the Eastern and Midlands region faces serious water outages more frequently. The utility has denied that fixing leakages in the system will address the problem, and says unless a new major source is used, it will impact social and economic development. It admits the water network needs to be improved and is working on the first phase of its plan, which is costing €500 million. Irish Water's Mark McCauley says find and fix crews are tackling old networks and sourcing pipes that need to be replaced.
€500 million worth of work is a significant programme. Over the 4 years, it will drive down leakage. After that, what we'll be looking at is the level leakage we have then and the required next step of the plan. So this is only the beginning of a very long-term plan, but it is the first 4-year tranche of it.
Meanwhile, farmers are being reassured by Irish Water that they will have adequate water supply during the heatwave. Over 130,000 farmers and rural households source their water from private wells or group water schemes and are therefore not affected by national restrictions. However, farmers are being advised that anyone experiencing water shortages due to restrictions should contact Irish Water, which will arrange for adequate supply. There are fears that HSE staff in the North West are being neglected, resulting in an alarming increase in referrals for psychiatric stress. According to figures obtained by Councillor Gerry Crawford, there were almost 500 referrals into occupational health services for psychiatric stress in the HSE North West last year. Councillor Crawford says while there are excellent staff employed within the region, they are being pushed to the limit. He's warning that more preventative measures must be taken.
Figures given to me last week at the HSE meeting in Galway, there's a lot of information involved in this and how it's interpreted remains open, but at the same time it's shown 2017 some people gone off with 97 with stress related symptoms, and it's shown that this year to date it's 58, but the total of last year was 32 with depression, 72 with anxiety, giving a total for the year of 201 and under the same headings. While there's a reduction in people who have sick with depression, the total is 118, which taken over 12 months period would be an increase on 2017. These are people, these are employees who are working, and what we're trying to establish here is just how much they're actually, the working environment, the stressful environment that they're working in, because they're excellent staff doing an excellent job under very difficult conditions, and I think the figures would indicate that the job becomes more and more stressful.
The Taoiseach is hoping Ireland will get a seat on the UN Security Council because other countries can relate to the country's history. Simon Coveney is joining the Taoiseach in New York today for the launch of the government's bid to get the next spot on the council. It'll open up in 2021 with Canada and Norway also in the running. Taoiseach Simon Coveney thinks Irish people have a universal appeal.
We are a country that has been colonised. We're a country that has come through conflict, famine, mass migration, and we've found a way to now become one of the leading economies of the world. And we are still reminded on a weekly basis of the importance of trying to sustain a peace process, build reconciliation and understanding, and deal with historical legacy of conflict and so on.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking all the running footwear and accessories you need to go the distance.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time to latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. The dates and times for the four All-Ireland football qualifiers have been set. Omer Park in Portlaoise will host a double bill on Saturday, with Roscommon facing Armagh from 3 and Cork and Tyrone will square off at 5. The winners of those games will join Donegal and Dublin in the Super 8s. If Tyrone come through against Cork, they will play Donegal and Ballybuffet on the August Bank holiday weekend. Donegal, of course, start their Super 8s on the weekend of the 14th and 15th of July. Elsewhere, Navan will be busy this weekend, with Kildare facing Fermanagh on Saturday from 7, while Laois will take on Monaghan at Park Talton on Sunday from 2. The winners go into the Super 8 group along with Kerry and Galway. The World Cup in Russia continued today, and there's already one side through to the quarterfinals from the action this afternoon. Brazil safely into the last 8 with a join in Russia and Croatia. Second half goals from Neymar and Roberto Firmino, both from close range, give the five-time winners a 2-0 win over Mexico in Samara. Brazil will face the winners of tonight's meeting of Japan and Belgium in Kazan in the last 8 on Friday. That game this evening between the Japanese and the Belgians in Rostov gets underway at 7 o'clock. Dundalk have confirmed the signings of Georgie Kelly and Patrick McElhinney. Kelly joins the Oriel Park side from UCD on a 2.5-year deal. He was their top scorer in the first division, having 14 goals so far in 2018. The Innes Sean man left Derry City to join the students in Dublin in 2015 and had been their standout striker since. As for McElhinney, he's back at the club, having left for Oldham Athletic in January. The 25-year-old has returned 7 months later for an undisclosed fee on a 3.5-year contract. Well, at the Brandywell, Derry City have announced the arrival of Danny Seaborn to the club. The 31-year-old centre-half comes to Derry on a free transfer after a decade of playing in the English and Scottish leagues. He played for the likes of Southampton, Coventry, Exeter, Partick Thistle and Hamilton. Mo Salah will be a Liverpool player for the foreseeable future. The Egyptian forward has signed a new 5-year deal at the Anfield club just a year after his arrival. Salah's debut season saw him score 44 times in all competitions. Liverpool returned to pre-season training today but did so without assistant boss Zeljko Bovac. The Bosnian was given a leave of absence towards the end of last season, but his situation remains unresolved and a return now appears unlikely. So then, on to golf. It's Dubai duty-free Irish Open week at Ballyliffin. The Glashidi Links course is open to players for practice today and tomorrow, while some others will wait for the Pro-Am on Wednesday before they get in a round. Here's club pro at Ballyliffin, Gareth McCausland, on the 18th at the Glashidi.
Coming down there now, it looks a lot tighter than what it normally looks because the grandstands are very, very tight to the fairway. So if anyone needs to make a four down there on Sunday, I don't fancy their shooting. You know, I wouldn't want to have to make a four down the 18th on the Glashidi to win the Irish Open. Yeah. I'd want to have a few shots in hand before I come onto that tee.
Well then, who are you tipping to be at the front of the field come Sunday, heading down that 18th? We're going to actually put your head in the block here, so where?
Rory. I know Rory quite well. I've knew him for the last 12 years since I turned professional in the golf. So, you know, I'd talk to him and he seems to be playing well. Obviously, a lot of people said he's struggling with his putting and whatever, but I think he'll do well here. Yeah. You know, he's been up here before, he enjoys this area, so I think Rory's your man for the week.
If you go to highlandradio.com and go to the sports section, you'll be able to watch preview videos ahead of the Irish Open that we done last week down at a sunny Ballyliffin. There's also information there in regards to the parking during the Irish Open event. And there's still tickets available too. The Dubai Duty Free IrishOpen.com is the website address to get details on how you can purchase your tickets if you want to go watch the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. And you will be able to purchase tickets on the day at the course down at Ballyliffin as well. It's going to be a busy week for Highland Radio. We're going to be out and about in any show and across the Northwest with John Breslin tomorrow, who's coming from a Cairn Donagh and a build-up to the Irish Open. Then on Wednesday, the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes will be live from the course at Ballyliffin on Pro-Am Day, and around the Northwest will once again be out and about in the village of Ballyliffin at Nancy's Barn on Friday. And in between all that, I'll be at the course as well, giving you live regular updates from the 2018 Irish Open, which comes to Donegal for the very, very first time. On to cricket. Interprovincial action started in Comber today with the Northern Knights up against the Northwest Warriors a short time ago. In the 80th over, the Knights run 235 for the loss of 9. James McCollum, the top scorer today, he's had a century, finishing his day with 116. In tennis, women's fourth seed, Sloane Stephens is the big name casualty on the opening day at Wimbledon. US Open champion and French Open finalist was beaten in straight sets by Croatia's Donna Vitic earlier today. Second seed Carolina Wozniacki safely through, coming through her game in straight sets. And Venus Williams recovered from losing the first set to defeat Joanna Larsson in three. Defending men's champion Roger Federer eased into round two with a straight sets win over Dustin Leovic. And the third seed Marion Cilic was a comfortable winner as well to progress. Finally, in cycling, Chris Froome has been cleared of wrongdoing by cycling's world governing body after returning an adverse drugs test last year. The case has been closed and he's now free to begin his Tour de France a title defence this coming weekend. Froome feels that the UCI's decision is an important moment for the sport of cycling. That's it, Michaela. We'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. Concern has been raised that Eddie Fullerton Dominin is shown is being neglected and is now in an unsightly state. A number of locals have reported that the area has become overgrown and unkempt in recent months. Previously, Donegal County Council had responsibility for the upkeep of the dam and surrounding area. However, it's now said to lie with Irish Water. Councillor Jack Murray says the dam is used frequently by fishermen from near and far, and it's important that the issue be addressed as soon as possible.
The Eddie Fullerton Dam is a huge piece of infrastructure and is only visited by many, many people, particularly anglers and fishermen who use it quite regularly. And Up until the last number of years, it was under the control of Donegal County Council and was well maintained. But since it was come under the control of Irish Water, it's become quite derelict and has been very much neglected. And I've been contacted by local people who are very annoyed. I've since written to Irish Water and asked that they would maintain it, clean it up.
It's emerged that a third of school buses inspected in Northern Ireland over the last academic year had issues identified with them, with the biggest number of problems in the Western region. The Northern Ireland Children's Commissioner, Kula Yasuma, is seeking to determine how serious the issues were and is looking for assurances that any problems will be addressed and rectified before the next academic year begins in September. She says the figures in the Western region are a matter of concern.
Of the 28 vehicles identified in this academic year, 11 were in the Western region and 21 of the 52 offences were in the Western region. That is very worrying, and that will be one of the questions that will go in is what is the reason for the West being so high. So we will be asking specifically for them to drill down into understand why the Western region has the highest of the five regions.
And finally, former Donegal County Councillor Colm Gallagher has passed away. He was the member of Donegal County Council from 1966 to 1999, having been co-opted onto the council in June of 1966. Mr. Gallagher was Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council from 1982 to 1983 and served on a number of committees, including the Environment Committee and Housing Committee, representing the council on the Donegal Local Committee of the Northwestern Health Board, along with a number of other boards during his term as councillor. For weather now, warm and dry this evening with hazy sunshine and some scattered cloud and a moderate northeast breeze. Dry and clear tonight with lows of 13 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a campaign calling for the reopening of Letterkenny University Hospital's short stay ward has been launched today, which would see bed capacity at the hospital increased by 19. As part of the initiative rolled out by the Donegal branch of Sinn Féin, a petition has been launched as well as a dedicated cross-platform media campaign calling on the government to reopen the facility in a bid to alleviate the ongoing trolley crisis. The government chief whip has denied that there will be a general election anytime soon. It's after comments made last week by the Fianna Fáil leader that it's time for the Taoiseach to show his hand and accused him of engaging in megaphone diplomacy. A Derry City and Strabane District Councillor believes the City of Derry Airport should close as it's not up to the ratepayer to fund it. Councillor Patsy Kelly says funding should be coming from councils across the whole of the North West and not just Derry and Strabane after a £2.5 million funding commitment made by the Northern Ireland Executive in 2016 failed to come to fruition due to the ongoing impasse at Stormont. And there are fears that HSE staff in the North West are being neglected, resulting in an alarming increase in referrals for psychiatric stress. According to figures obtained by Councillor Gerry Crawford, there were almost 500 referrals into occupational health services for psychiatric stress in the HSE Northwest last year. But that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, July the 2nd. The death has taken place of Karen Ray, 4 Townsend Street, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Eileen McGrann, née Breen, 11 Grove Park, Edirne. Removal from Lynch's funeral home, Castlederrick, this evening at 6 o'clock to her late home. Funeral from her late home on Wednesday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Monte. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to cancer research, care of Charles Lynch, funeral director. The death has taken place of Colm Gallagher, Glencoe, Mount Charles, County Donegal. Remains will be reposing at the family home, Gallagher Station Road, Mount Charles, tomorrow afternoon from 1 o'clock until rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal from there on Wednesday morning to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Maureen Pedlow. Maureen's remains will be travelling to Dunfanaghy tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock approximately to the Holy Cross Church for a short service, interment afterwards in the Holy Cross Cemetery, Dunfanaghy. The death has taken place of Patricia Hegarty, Anya Road, Buncrana, the shorefront. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 9:30 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. The death has taken place of Caroline Carrie Wasson, Cranford Crescent, Waterside, Londonderry. Fiona leaving her late home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for service in Waterside Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Ballyowen Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations to Waterside Presbyterian Church, care of Mrs. Anne Spears. The death has taken place of Josephine Kilday, 483 Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. Remains reposing at the residence of her daughter Philomena, 10 Westfield Manor, Newton Cunningham. Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations to Medical 2, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Joe Henderson, Mondewy Manor, Cunningham. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for service in Rafoe Presbyterian Church for 2:30. Burial afterwards in the family plot. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m.